Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Here's a segment from one of our recent episodes.
If you're on social media, chances are you followed at least one or two really cute animals, only to notice that hundreds of thousands of others follow them too. Welcome to the world of pet influencers. And where there's talent, there are talent agencies. Pet talent agencies.
We serve as the managers to top influencers in the pet space. So that's everything from dog influencers, cat influencers, humans with pets, humans in the pet space like veterinarians and trainers.
Lonnie Edwards runs one of the first and biggest pet talent agencies called The Dog Agency, and it's full service.
We help with things like book deals and merchandise and meet and greets and appearances and press and basically anything that helps grow their brand, their business.
Lonnie founded The Dog Agency in 2015 after her own dog, Chloe the Mini Frenchie, got pretty famous on Instagram, like 200,000 followers famous. Lonnie decided to put her Harvard Law degree to good use and help other pet owners market their pets.
The industry was growing so much, and it was so much fun to be a part of and hang out with pets all the time and kind of being at the forefront of this new industry. And the market was ripe for needing an agency at the time.
That's because there's a huge market for cute animals.
Who doesn't love, you know, seeing a pet, watching a video that's just kind of the bread and butter of the internet to kind of watch really cute animals do cute, dumb stuff?
That's Tanya Chen. She covers online celebrities and social media for Insider, and she recently wrote about how the pet influencer economy has been growing bigger than your cat's pupils while playing with a catnip mouse.
And now I think it's become just like, brands are being a lot smarter and strategic about how we use pet accounts to sell a whole, you know, breadth of random things to people and really effectively.
And brands are using these accounts not just to sell products to pet owners, but really to anyone who likes animals.
Who just like adores animals, wants the best for them, invests in them, has such a deep emotional, visceral connection to animals. And so it's anyone that has a beating heart, like you can sell to them.
Take one pet influencer, Tika the Iggy. She's an Italian greyhound and fashion icon. She has over a million followers on Instagram, is the star of a children's book series, and is no stranger to a diamond-encrusted collar on her long, thin neck. Tanya says the agencies helped Tika the Iggy land some pretty big names.
They've landed deals with, you know, Gucci and just like all these like high-end brand names. So it really, there is not really a ceiling for this.
No ceiling for some if your pet has what it takes. Tanya says the dog agency doesn't work with just any pet. For the most part, it only signs clients with at least 50,000 followers.
They're not just signing people because they're like, this account, this dog is just buzzy right now. They're thinking long term. They're thinking, how are we going to market this animal? How are we going to market them uniquely? We're not going to do a one size fits all thing.
And as much as you'd like to imagine that these pets are running the accounts themselves, there is a human behind them, a human that could be making as much as six figures, but they have to be able to go the distance.
We want to make sure that the human is responsive and taking it seriously because this is a business. So making sure that the bond between the human and pet is a good one, that it's an enjoyable experience for the pet.
And for the dog agency, business boomed during the pandemic. Lonnie says more people were scrolling and scrolling through social media looking for something, anything positive.
When things are kind of not so great in the world, they look to pets to kind of improve their mood. Pet content makes people happy, raises endorphins. It's kind of an escape that brings them joy.
Pet accounts bring people together. For Lonnie, creating memorable experiences for animal lovers both online and in person is the best part of the job. Her agency produces PetCon in New York City and LA, and she remembers walking into the LA convention in 2019 with Crusoe the Dachshund.
And the line for him was wrapping around the block, and people were screaming their heads off like this A-list celebrity is walking into the building.
Crusoe is a miniature black and tan wiener dog who's famous for dressing up as characters like fisherman, chef, and superhero. He has over 800,000 Instagram followers, plus a line of books and endless merchandise. And yes, he is adorable.
And just kind of seeing everyone's reaction to kind of when Crusoe walked in, it was just extremely memorable and fun to see.
Lonnie Edwards' business is doing so well that she recently expanded into Europe with the opening of a London office, and she's written a book, How to Make Your Dog #Famous.
I think it's just been really exciting to be a part of the industry really since day one. So seeing how much it's grown at the beginning, people were like, what is a pet influencer? This isn't a thing. Whereas now it's pretty understood that it is a thing. It's just extremely rewarding.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.